He's going to talk about insect exclusion netting for smallholder growers in sub-Saharan Africa.
Good afternoon. My talk is about insect exclusion netting for smallholder growers in sub-Saharan Africa. And particularly, we would like to know in this one-year project if this technology is really profitable and affordable for smallholder farmers in Kenya for them to produce healthy vegetables. So this project has been funded by USAID, Horticultural Innovation Lab, and CIRAD. This project is led by Vance Bird from Michigan State University, and we have a good partnership with public institutions and private companies like 2Z, who produce the nets, or Real IPM, who are producing biological products for crop protection. The problem of vegetable production under the tropics is mainly about the protection of crops against pests, and most of smallholder farmers use a lot of chemicals all along the years, high dose with high frequency. So that means high risk of negative impact on human health and of also environment. And the problem is that the selection of resistant population and invasive species like Tuta absoluta, which is a tomato leaf miners, intensifies these bad practices. Netting technology, it's old technology. It has been spread a lot in Africa these 20 last years to roll back malaria mainly. And there are now some private companies who are interested to develop this technology in other sectors, like in agriculture and horticulture. So at the beginning, we tried to adapt this technology to smallholder farmers in Benin and Kenya by the use of low tunnel to protect vegetable crops or tomatoes. It was working very well. They increased the protection of seedlings. And in Benin, for example, now this technology is mainly used by smallholder farmers to protect their nursery. In Kenya, the farmers were more interested to develop the use of high tunnel covering by netting, which would help them to produce tomato crops. What we know from the previous project, funding always by UC Davis and CIRAD, is that netting technology is very good technology to protect crops against insects, the big insects, of course, like birds, but also Lepidoptera and fly. So because of this insect pest exclusion, the farmer reduced or sometimes eliminated the use of chemical pesticide. This technology allows the farmers to improve their crops, their yield. They produce quality and marketable, good marketable vegetables or fruits. This technology is compatible with the use of biological control. It could return beneficial biocontrol agents and could be easily combined with biological pesticide. This technology improves seedling germination, survival, and transplant quality, and it allows microclimate modification, which is quite good sometimes, particularly in the islands of the tropics. So I would like to speak about a one-year project we get to demonstrate the effectiveness of this technology and the profitability for smallholder farmers. So in this picture, you have a part of the team with some entomologists, plant physiologists, agronomists, socioeconomists. They are from CIRA, DCP, MSU, Rogers. We have also a consultancy with a financial analysis and with a specialist of upscaling, with also marketing manager and trainers from different companies. The four main objectives of the project were to determine growers' gross margin and return on investment, depending on the crop, broaden grower awareness of the application advantages, availability of netting technology. Objective three was to identify, create, and provide growers access to affordable, low-interest financing for AgroNet net-out materials. And objective four was investment and long-term commitments by prime partners to availability of netting technology. So the idea was to build 30 net houses in the farmer fields with approximately a cost of $1,000 per net house. The net house is 8 by 20 with 2 meter high. And we use especially local material to get at the end a lower price and the simplest technology we could get for small older farmers. And so we use also local people to build this tunnel. And the main question about after we build this tunnel in farmer fields were how the technology is adapted to growers, how the farmers adopt themselves this technology, and what about the economic and financial aspect. So we select five leader farmers in five different counties of Kenya. They are mainly based in the central of Kenya. It's the main area of vegetable production. And the leader farmers of each group select himself the other farmers around his farm, of the farmers interested by developing new technology. In Kirangaya, this is the main area of tomato production. The farmers have a big problem with a new invasive species, which is a tomato leaf miner. They are spraying a lot of chemicals and they are looking for a solution to have a better protection against this pest. In Machakos, the farmers have a problem with water access. So they are interested in the technology that could reduce the use of water. In Kajiado, farmers are very close to Nairobi, the big city, about 4 million people. And the challenge is the land availability. So they are interested in technology to intensify the vegetable production. In Kiambu is along the Rift Valley. These farmers would like to develop organic production. So they are also interested in a technology that could reduce or suppress the use of chemical. And the last group in Migori County, in western Kenya, these farmers are part of a PRI organization, so they are permaculturists, and they are also interested to produce vegetable with no chemical. We base the project about an alliance strategy where the idea is to build a collaboration between farmers and scientists all at the same level and with the aim of working actively together over problems. So we bring the technology, we know the technology, we can help them to use it, and the farmers have his own skill and knowledge about how doing farming in his region, what would be the price for his production. And we integrate their level of technicity and we ask them to produce the better they can do in this net house. So we train them about this technology, how is it work, it's working, the advantages and inconvenience. We did a survey on a regular basis to know all the incomes, all the money they used for growing their crops. And it was a continuous negotiation with them about their respective needs, what we would like and what they can do. Now we would like to show you some pictures, just to show the diversity of farmer practices, from the farmers who are using a very low level of technicity and others who are already used greenhouse with plastic greenhouse, and they know how producing in this kind of particular system. So these farmers in Kirinyaga is growing vegetable without need drip irrigation, like he's doing outside. This other farmer is growing cabbages. He has already a plastic tunnel just close to that one, and he's using drip irrigation for beans. This farmer is growing tomatoes, the same variety used in open field. We ask in this project, we ask the farmers to do the same inside and outside, just for them to see the difference of using netting and the interest for them to grow their crops inside. And then we discuss with them to see how they could improve their cropping system. So this farmer is not using drip irrigation, he's just watering with a water pump. There are another farmers in Kiambu is growing undetermined variety. He already used a plastic greenhouse, so he know how growing tomatoes in this kind of tunnel, and he's using also drip irrigation. This farmer in Kiambu is an organic farmer, so you can see that she's using organic mulch and drip irrigation. For her, her interest is to produce good quality of tomato. This one is would like to intensify his production. He's growing undetermined variety. He's also using drip irrigation and plastic mulch. This one is growing French beans with drip irrigation, and this one is growing cabbage in plastic bags. So you see that there are many different practices depending of their level of technicity and their level of knowledge. Before presenting to you the result about calculation on gross margin for each of the farmers, we just first we have for the moment the project is still running, so we have just result for the 10 farmers. First of them, we built a tunnel in their farm. We, in our calculation, we did not include the labor cost, as most of them are family farmers, and it's difficult for them to give us a price about the cost of labor. Among these 10 farmers, 50% used drip irrigation, and 20% already got a plastic greenhouse. But for all of them, it was the first time they are using a net house. Among these 10 farmers, one or use an undetermined tomato variety. We have to know that during this this year and for 1 year now, they have a very important draw in Kenya, so the access of water is very limited, and the price of vegetables were for those who produce their crops in July and August, the price was very low because of the election process. So the condition were not optimized for the smallholder farmers to produce their crops. On this graph, so we have farmers, the 10 farmers. So in dark, it is the crops produced without net, and in light, the crop produced with net. What you can see is whatever the crops and whatever the farmers, the gross margin is much higher when they are producing their crop under net as compared with no net. Sometimes from 3 to 12 times of increase between net and no net. The higher gross margin was done with tomato. It's about in average $1.60 per square meter. The gross margin is lower for French beans and lower again for cabbages. So that means for smallholder farmers to get their money back quickly, the better would be for them to produce tomato. when there is a star, that for these farmers, they are using drip irrigation. So you can see that with the combination of net house and drip irrigation, the gross margin is much higher than without drip irrigation. So in Kenya, we can produce vegetable along the year. So that means we could produce tomato during 6 months with undetermined variety, and then cabbages and French beans, and then cabbages. So because it's better to rotate these different family of fruit and vegetables. So we use the gross margin from farmer zero, the farmer three, and farmer seven, which were the best in the for producing this crop. And when we add these three gross margin, that means we could get a gross margin about $4 per square meters. So with a tunnel about 160 square meters, we can get $675 per year. So that means for a net house with a cost about $1,000, the farmers could get his money back after one year and a half. And if you add to this cost the drip irrigation system, we could get some money in less than 2 years. This picture is just to show you the potential of yield we could get with tomato, French beans, and cabbages. So this is the potential. We get this data from some farmers' experience and in what we found in the literature. So you can see that with the best yield, we can get better yield with tomatoes. The optimum would be maybe around 50, 60 kilograms per square meters. So there is a big potential as compared with what the farmers produce in our trial, in our demonstration. It's the same so about the yield. The potential of progress is not so big for French beans and cabbages, but it is still better. And about price, of course, in our demonstration, we asked the farmers to produce their crops when the net house was built, and it was not the optimum period for them to produce even tomatoes, French beans, or cabbages. So you see that even for the price, the farmers could get a higher price depending on the period they are selling their crop. To conclude about these results, so we can see that netting technology is really adapted to smallholder farmers, whatever their level of technology, mainly for climate, agronomic, economic reason. This technology reduces the risk of losses due to climate condition or pest infestation. The production and quality of vegetables are improved. From what the farmers say, netting technology reduced water consumption and labor cost. Water consumption mainly because we reduce the evaporation in soil, and labor cost because we reduce the spray of chemical. So gross margins are higher with a net house than in open field, and there is a huge margin of growth, particularly for tomatoes. And we expect that after the second replication of crops, the farmers can do better. So return of investment could allow farmers to invest, but we recommend them to work as a group. All of them are working alone. They don't use to work as a group. And, of course, a partnership with a supermarket or restaurant or maybe NGO or other donor could help them to invest in this technology. And what we can say is that also some of the farmers already adopt the netting technology, as some of them invest in other technology, like in drip irrigation, from their own money, and they invest also in high quality of cultivar. So this is just a short clip to get the farmer feedback. Thank you.
research we did in Kenya shows the effectiveness of insect net to protect fruit and vegetable against the major pest. The use of insect net on high tunnel mitigates extreme climate condition, which is good under the tropic. In the same time, it allows farmers to work inside. To know how this technology is adapted to smallholder farmers in Kenya, we built 13 net houses in their field. I propose now to visit them to get their feedback about this technology.
Sylvia, a small-scale farmer from here, Kenya, and I'm also leading a small group of farmers here in Kiambu. And we have been doing our vegetable farming for a few years now. We've gone through different challenges because of the tropics that we live in, which means, you know, we've been having a lot of climate change, so we have a reduction of rain. So water is a big problem that we have, and we have a lot of pest infestation. Those are the two major problems that most farmers in Kenya are facing right now. And something I came across a few months ago was the net house technology, and it has worked very well for me. I planted a high-value crop, which are the tomatoes. You know, tomatoes don't do very well in the open area because they have a lot of challenges. And one thing I found is that, you know, the pest infestation in my net house has come down considerably, and I've not been using a lot of pesticide because I'm able to keep the pest out of the house. Something else that has worked very well has been the water retention. I've been using drip irrigation. The evaporation is not too high, and yet when it rains, we have water coming into the net house. I'm very happy because of the return on investment so far, because I'm able to sell a large number of my tomatoes every week. They are good quality, and you know, they are big and they are tasty, so I'm able to get a good return from my tomatoes so far, and I've been very happy with that. And now what will happen when I finish with my high value crop, I'm able to rotate maybe with the greens or a different kind of crops, and then I can bring back another high value crop in there. But for anyone who is interested in doing the high value crops, I would say netting technology is very good for you. It works, it reduces your costs, and it also reduces on the labor. And because of the way it works, it's quite intensive in terms of the production is much higher and the labor costs then go down. So I'm very happy with it so far, and I'd recommend it for anyone else who'd like to use it. Thank you.
Resources are scarce, but with multiple resources, and investors are interested in the profitability and return on investment. And in the case of the netting technology, preliminary results reveal that tomato has potential to yield a net profit of $12 US dollars per meter squared and a cost-benefit ratio of 1:2.
What we are doing now as microfinance as a contribution to the discussion is to find a way to make financial institutions and farmers communicate and understand each other in order to solve one of the key problems in issuing loans in the agriculture sector. And on the top of that, we are fostering this communication on a technology that can address the issue of the risk of the investment. That means there are a technology reducing the risk in the event of adverse climate events, and this is what a financial institution needs to be able to support performing investment.
The netting technology is really adapted to smallholder farmers in Kenya to produce high-value crops. Because of high productivity, tomato would be the best crop to get the best return on investment. There are still some problems of pests and disease in the net house. At ICP, we are working on biological control method to complete the protection. Finally, to upscale the netting technology among smallholder farmers, the better would be to promote a kit with netting, drip irrigation, and also training on crop, pest, and soil management. For more information about farmer feedback in Kenya, 6 videos have been made, 1 per farmer groups, and 1 about economic discussion.
have any question? Just one. You ask about soil-borne pathogen?
Yeah.
We have this kind of problem, particularly in the Western Kenya. And what we are thinking is that with the use of graft tomatoes, we could resolve this problem. So next step would be to develop this technology for those who have this problem, not all of them. But for those who have this problem, we are working with IVRDC in Tanzania to train these farmers about the grafting tomatoes technology. You ask about smallholder farmers who already get protected horticulture. In fact, 10 years ago in Kenya, the government would want to develop the use of plastic tunnel, but it was not working very well, particularly for smallholder farmers, because they cannot invest in a very high technology. So for them, when the sun is shining, it's too hot inside, and when it's raining, the level of humidity with plastic is too high. So after 10 years, there is only maybe 10% of smallholder farmers who continue to use to grow vegetable with plastic tunnel, and it seems that with the netting technology, we don't have this problem. Because we have good ventilation, and another aspect is also that when it's raining, it's not necessary to irrigate because the water is coming slowly, so we don't have problem of erosion and too much humidity inside. So it seems that this technology is much more adapted for smallholder farmers. Thank you.